It is so good to be with you and to see you and to have this opportunity to be together. I pray that this day is a blessing in your life, and I pray that this lesson, our study this morning, will be of benefit to you. It is the story of Ruth that is a beautiful story of how friendship can help us through difficult times in our lives. The book of Ruth delivers a message telling us that God is always working out His plan through people who believe, love, and obey Him. As the story of Ruth unfolded, in the days when the judges governed and there was a famine in the land of Judah, Ruth 1, verse 1, Elimelech made the decision to take his wife Naomi and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, from their home in Bethlehem in Judah and go to Moab. After some time in Moab, Elimelech died. Then his two sons married Moabite women. About 10 years later, Mahlon and Chilion both died, leaving Ruth and Orpah as widows and Naomi childless. Ruth was grieving the loss of her husband, Mahlon, Ruth chapter 4, verse 10. Orpah was grieving the loss of her husband, Chilion. Naomi was grieving the loss of her husband, Elimelech, and her two sons. But at this difficult time, these three women had a friendship of one another. Naomi then decided to return back to Bethlehem because word reached Moab that the Lord had visited His people in giving them food, Ruth 1 and verse 6. Every time we read of God visiting His people, it was the beginning of something wonderful. You might see, for example, Genesis chapter 21 and verse 1, where Sarah was visited before Isaac was born. Or Genesis chapter 50, verses 24 and 25, in which Joseph assured his brothers that God would visit them and bring them into the land which He had promised to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 31, when the Lord visited Moses and Aaron, giving them a message and power to do and perform signs, which caused the people to believe that they would be delivered from Egypt. Or 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 21, after Hannah had that son named Samuel and she gave him to the Lord as she had promised, the Lord visited Hannah so that she had three sons and two daughters. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 10 tells of the Lord visiting His people before the exiles were brought back from captivity. So when Ruth 1 verse 6 tells us that the Lord had visited His people to give them food, it is to grab our attention, to tell us that something wonderful is about to happen. And indeed it did. Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have with the dead and with me. May the Lord grant that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband." Ruth 1, verses 8 and 9. Ruth's words, "deal kindly," are difficult words to translate. And thus they are translated in a number of ways in its many occurrences in the Scriptures. But it expresses the desire on Naomi's part for Ruth and Orpah to experience from God mercy, loving kindness, faithfulness, grace, and unfailing love. Naomi then kissed the two women, and they cried. They then said to her, "No, but we will surely return with you to your people." But Naomi pleaded with Ruth and Orpah to return to their families instead. Ruth 1, verse 11, but Naomi said, "Return, my daughters. Why should you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Return, my daughters. Go. For I am too old to have a husband. And if I said I have hope, If I should even have a husband tonight and also bear sons, would you therefore wait until they are grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is harder for me than for you, for the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me." At that point, both Ruth and Orpah had a very difficult decision to make, a decision between better and best. Verse 14, "And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her." That term clung in Ruth 1, verse 14, is the same word that we find in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24, which led Michael Wentworth to note, regardless of the circumstances, the cost, or the need, Ruth would stay by Naomi's side for better or worse. Ruth was choosing to be with Naomi, no matter what. Ruth 1 and verse 16, Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge." But notice what other things Ruth also chose. She said, "Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried." Ruth was choosing to be with Naomi. And she was choosing Naomi's people, the Israelites, over her own people, the Moabites. Naomi was also choosing the one true and living God over the many false gods of the Moabites. And furthermore, she chose death. Death with Naomi, and then to be buried with her, showing that her faithfulness would go even beyond this life. Ruth then made a vow, placing herself under the wrath of God if she did not keep this promise to Naomi. The end of verse 17, "Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me." Then Ruth and Naomi set out to return to Bethlehem. More than 10 years had passed since Naomi left Bethlehem. But remarkably, when she returned, the women of Bethlehem recognized her. Verse 19, more than 10 years of aging, more than 10 years without her husband, the loss of not just one but two sons, the separation of a friend, Orpah, the journey from Moab back to Judah, the mental distress of her future and the future of Orpah and Ruth. Furthermore, the heart's desire to return home, but the question lingering of how would one be received or accepted, piled on. Many other things could have taken their toll on Naomi's physique, yet she was recognized by the women of Bethlehem. Listen, though, to Naomi as she describes her time in Moab. "Do not call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has witnessed against me and the Almighty has afflicted me?" Naomi had felt that God was against her. Years and years of frustration and pain find their vent in Naomi's words, expressing deep bitterness. She indeed makes four accusations against God. First, that the Almighty, a title for God, had made her life bitter, extremely bitter. Second, that Yahweh, the very name of God, had brought her home empty when she had gone out full. Third, that God, Yahweh, had testified against her, calling her into account and declaring her guilty. A fourth accusation was that the Almighty had afflicted her with calamity and disaster. Ruth, or rather Naomi, felt as though God was against her and that God would continue His judgment against her as well. But verse 52 is a note that informs us that Naomi's return, accompanied by Ruth, took place at the beginning of the barley harvest. Things were about to change for Naomi. We should glean from Ruth's friendship with Naomi that when we are able to share our famines with those we love, the pain is a little easier to bear. But although Naomi did not recognize it, the blessings had already begun to flow. They began with a friend who grieved with her. They continued with a statement of friendship and would develop into a full-blown harvest of blessings. But difficult times had appeared. And it appeared that Naomi's life was a destitute famine of disappointment. But God was about to bring a rich harvest of blessings. One of those blessings God was providentially providing was an acquaintance, a relative of Elimelech by the name of Boaz. Boaz was a wealthy and well-respected person in his community. He was very generous and very wise. He was also obedient to God, leaving some of the harvest in accordance with the law, Leviticus chapter 19, verses 9 and 10, and Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 19 to 22, for the poor of the community to glean food for themselves. Now Ruth asked Naomi for permission to go and glean in a field so that she could gather food for herself and Naomi. When Naomi approved Ruth's request, she happened to come to a portion of the field belonging to Boaz, Ruth 2 and verse 3. Boaz then went out to meet with and greet the reapers. Then he spoke to the servant in charge of the reapers, asking, "Whose young woman is this?" Boaz was told that she was the young Moabite who returned with Naomi, verse 6. Then Boaz gave Ruth some special instructions, beginning in Ruth 2 and verse 8. "Listen carefully, my daughter. Do not go to glean in another field. Furthermore, do not go from this one, but stay here with my maids. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Indeed, I have commanded the servants not to touch you. When you are thirsty, go to the water jars and drink from what the servants draw." When Ruth asked why such favor was being shown to her, Boaz explained, verse 11, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of her husband has been fully reported to me, and how you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and came to the people that you did not previously know. May the Lord reward your work and your wages be full from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge." Boaz then gave further instruction for Ruth to eat with the reapers. Next, Boaz commanded his servants to let Ruth glean among the sheaves and purposefully pull out some of the grain from the bundles for her to glean as well, verses 14 and 15. This made Ruth's work a lot easier, and at evening time she had gleaned about an ephah of barley, which was a considerable amount. Then Ruth returned to her mother-in-law, and she showed her mother what she had gleaned and shared with her what she had left from the lunch Boaz had served her. Naomi asked, "Where did you glean today? And where did you work? May he who took notice of you be blessed." Ruth told Naomi that she had worked with Boaz in his field. And Naomi sought blessings then from God for Boaz because of his kindness. Then she revealed to Ruth, "This man is a relative. He is one of our closest relatives." Obeying then the instruction from Naomi, Ruth stayed close to the maids of Boaz in order to glean until the end of the barley harvest and the wheat harvest. And so she lived with her mother-in-law, verse 23. But as time would have it, Naomi grew concerned for Ruth's future without a husband. So she instructed Ruth to prepare to impress Boaz. She was to wash, put on perfume with her best clothes and go to meet him. When Boaz lay down, Ruth was to uncover his feet and lie down, waiting for him to tell her what to do. Ruth went to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law had commanded her. Ruth 3 and verse 6. And during the night, Boaz was startled, and he discovered the woman lying at his feet. And she made a request. She requested that he spread his covering over her because he was a kinsman redeemer. Ruth's request was for more than just covers to protect her from the night air. Boaz was to marry her, making a marriage proposal by covering her. Deuteronomy 22, verse 30, Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 8 was Ruth's request. But Boaz knew of a relative who was closer in relation than he was, a relative who had first rights or obligations as a kinsman redeemer. So before Boaz could marry Ruth, the other relative had to give up his right to Elimelech's state. But Boaz agreed. He agreed with Ruth that if the other kinsman redeemer did not redeem her, he would. Then he had Ruth lie down until morning. In the morning, before one could recognize another, Boaz gave her 6 measures of barley before Ruth went into the city. When Ruth reported all that happened to Naomi, Naomi assured Ruth that Boaz would indeed take care of the matter. Boaz did take care of the matter. He went to the city gate to meet with 10 men of the elders of the city and with that kinsman redeemer. He told the man about Naomi's need to sell the land which belonged to Elimelech, and that he needed to decide if he would redeem it for his own. The close redeemer, the kinsman redeemer, the closer relative said in Ruth 4 and verse 4, "I will redeem it." Then Boaz informed the relative that by the buying of the land, he would also have to take Ruth's hand in marriage. Then the close relative chose to pass on this opportunity. The 7th verse of Ruth 4 tells us why the other relative took off his sandal and gave it to Boaz. Now this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning the redemption and the exchange of land to confirm a matter. A man removed his sandal and gave it to another, and this was the manner of attestation in Israel. After Boaz received the sandal, he spoke to the elders of the people, or the elders, and to all the people. Ruth 4, beginning in verse 9. "You are witnesses today that I have bought from the hand of Naomi all that belonged to Elimelech and all that belonged to Chilion and Mahlon. Moreover, I have acquired Ruth, the Moabitess, the widow of Mahlon, to be my wife in order to raise up the name of the deceased on his inheritance, so that the name of the deceased will not be cut off from his brothers or from the court of his birthplace. You are witnesses today." The response which came from all the people is given to us in verses 11 and 12. All the people who were in the court and the elders said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, both of whom built the house of Israel. And may you achieve wealth in Ephrathah and become famous in Bethlehem. Moreover, may your house be like the house of Perez, who Tamar bore to Judah, through the offspring which the Lord will give you by this young woman." Boaz then took Ruth to be his wife. The Lord enabled her to have a baby, a son, named Obed to be exact. In verses 14 and 16, then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer today. And may his name become famous in Israel. May he also be to you a restorer of life and a sustainer of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and is better to you than 7 sons, has given birth to him." Notice the praise that is given to Ruth by the women of Bethlehem. You're a daughter-in-law who loves you and is better to you than seven sons. These faithful friends were setting out to make a faithful family. And indeed, as the genealogy is revealed to us in the final verses of chapter 4, the 7th and 10th generations happen to be tremendously important, as they often are in genealogies. For in this family line, the 7th was Boaz, and the 10th was David. Through the lineage of Boaz and Ruth would come the Savior of the world. We ought to be grateful for all Ruth did in helping Naomi. We should also glean some very valuable lessons for overcoming difficult times and helping others in their difficult time. We need to grieve with the hurting, to be the kind of friend that will cry with them, to go through the grieving process with those who are hurting, and to learn to love a friend even when the friend does not see or recognize that we are a blessing to them. We need to learn to tell our friends how much we love and appreciate them. Make the verbal acknowledgement and statement. We need to also remember our connections. Be willing to work and use our connections for the benefit of others. To celebrate the small victories along the way, being the best friend one can be, but also allow family to be family. We need to advise, that is to point people in the right direction, to be concerned first and foremost for their well-being, spiritual and eternal, of the brokenhearted. We need to be a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18, verse 24. Remain with the despairing by taking them in, loving them, caring for them, providing for them, and protecting them. We need to also ask of God blessings of honor and prosperity and extended family for the desolate. And we need to be a restorer and sustainer. We need to give new hope for life, restoring the joy of living. We should try to comprehend the needs and desires of others, bear with them, maintain the things which lack their attention, and support them. For God to work out His plan for blessing lives through us, He requires faithfulness to His will and love for those around us. Are you one who needs a friend like Ruth and Boaz were to Naomi? God, who placed Ruth and Boaz in the life of Naomi, is willing to help you overcome difficult times. He will use His family to bless you, so He invites you to become a member of that family. He invites you to become a member of that family by hearing His story of love for you. Romans 10, verse 17. Believe that He will reward the diligent seeker, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Repent of sins that you have committed, Acts 3 and verse 19. Confessing Christ as the Son of God, Matthew 10 and verse 32. To be baptized, Mark 16 and verse 16. As you so very well know, difficult times so often come in this life. And so the message for you today is to begin your path to a harvest of blessings. Will you join the path? Will you begin your journey to the harvest of blessings God has in store for you as we stand and sing to encourage you?